Welcome to another edition of the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
All right, folks, how are we doing? Great night here in Colorado Springs. The rain finally let up, and we got some sunshine. I love it. What do they say? Mayflowers brings more showers? April flowers brings May flowers. April showers brings May flowers. All right, hey, I got it down. At least I'm learning something tonight, right? So, title of tonight's show is America is Broke. Okay? And usually I start off with something really funny, but tonight we're going to get serious right away. Okay? So this subject on my heart, you know, you look at the statistics, and as I'm doing research for this show, you see 76% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. And that's primarily because we're trying to keep up with the Joneses. We got big car payments, big houses, we're high leverage, we got all the designer clothes, and we're buying, because that's what America is telling us to do. That's what our society is telling us to do. Last time I said, remember, live like no one else, so later you can live like no one else, okay? And 60% of Americans have $25,000 or less saved up for retirement, okay? And when we look at homeowners, 40% are more solvent than renters on an average. And we got retirees, 35% of Americans, living on Social Security alone as their single source of retirement income. And what we're going to talk about is how real estate can help you have a different avenue of income when you get to the retirement stages in life, okay? And if you're watching this, I've heard a lot of people say, you know, it's too tough. I got a lot of debt. I got student loans. And, you know, it's just too much of an uphill battle. And really what I got to tell you is if you're watching this, chances are, physically, you're able, chances are you're healthy, and you live in the best country in the world. You live in America, where you can capture the American dream, and you can be an entrepreneur, okay? Now, I go down to Springs Rescue Mission. I serve breakfast down there. I'll go down there on Wednesday, and a lot of those people are mentally ill, they're handicapped, they're disabled veterans. And some of them actually have real obstacles where they may never be able to purchase a home. And finding a job is truly an uphill battle. But chances are, if you're watching this, that's not you. And the greatest thing about getting into the real estate market, purchasing a property, getting a rental property, and having that extra income, hear this, is so you can give back to others. Like the people down at Springs Rescue Mission, the less fortunate. And I know that because I am unbelievably blessed, very blessed. And I know to whom much is given, much is required, right? So let me tell you, the true joy that you'll have in this life is not the things, it's not the material things you build up on this earth. It is being able to help somebody on the streets who can never repay you, who can never do a favor for you in the future, but being able to help them out of the kindness of your heart and changing their life. That's true joy, and that's what life is about. So one of the main topics we're talking about tonight is student loans. How do we attack student loans? And it's sad because really, the government set us up for this. And ever since they took student loans out of the marketplace, and now they're fully federally backed, and it's a marketplace where there's no competition, and that's dangerous, right? The more government gets involved, the more problems we have. So they get involved in student loans. All of a sudden, we see tuitions are skyrocketing. We know the feds are backing the student loans, so they don't care. And ultimately, they need to open it up to a free marketplace again. That's the only way we can stop this problem. And I'm not saying we need to forgive all student loan, but we need to at least stop the bleeding. We need to open it up to a free marketplace where the private entities can compete and provide a great product. And that will lower the tuition in itself. And I think there's some of these colleges we should say, you're capped. This is how much you can increase every year, because the amount of money kids are paying for a college tuition is ridiculous. It's just, it's sad. That's not what America's about. It's free enterprise. And that needs to enter the college tuition game again. So we start with that. And now let's enter the steps here that we're going to talk about, okay? How we're able to attack this method, because you can purchase a home with student debt. It is possible. You don't have to be renting long-term until you knock out all that student debt. So we're going to go through the steps, but I do want to share with you a little bit about the market here, a little bit of an update, all right? So May 20th, all active listings, we got 1,768 active on the market. Between 0 and 200,000, we got 69 active. Between 200,000 and 300,000, we have 280 active, okay? Between 300 and 400, 464 active. 400 to 500, 348 active. Half a million to 750, 323 active. 750 to a million, 133 active. And a million plus, 151 active. And year to date, 5,355 sold properties and 385 sold in the last 7 days. Thank you to RE/MAX Properties providing those stats. I'm not sure I got a big enough calculator to knock that out. Yeah, I mean, I took statistics, but that takes some brain power, folks. I mean, my head would be so much bigger if I was doing that over the weekend. Woo! All right, so that's just a little market update around Colorado Springs rates. This past weekend, rates hit the highest they've been since 2011. Unbelievable. But yet they're still below 5%. And that 40-year average, 8%. So they're still almost half of what they'll normally be. And I believe by the end of the year, we'll see 3 rate hikes. And we'll be at 5.5, upwards of 6%. And as far as inventory goes, we've seen it historically the last 2 years. Here in Colorado Springs, inventory rises and rises into July. We are a heavily military town, a lot of PCS going on in the summer months, bringing the inventory to 2,800 last year at its peak. I don't think we'll quite get there this year, but I do think we'll get to 2,500, and I believe that'll happen by mid-July. No doubt in my mind. All right, so on to the meat of the story here. The student debt, how to attack it. We got some great tips for you. I've been doing a lot of research to see what are the best ways we can make a game plan. All right, now number one is improving the credit score. Okay, very important. The interest rate you're getting is highly based on how positive your credit score is. You really got to be 580 plus to purchase right now, and that's usually with a manually underwritten procedure, okay? And then if you're looking at 600 or above, a little bit better, but ideally 620 or above. And then when you get above 675, you're going to get a better interest rate, which can make a difference, especially if you're looking at it as a long-term hold and keeping it as an investment property, like we discussed doing here on the show, which I think is very valuable. Pay your bills on time. Don't have that reoccurring credit card debt. And do not close old accounts. Okay, and try not to open up as many credit cards as you can, because that kills you. All right, we're going to go on to the second step here, and that's decreasing your debt-to-income ratio. What these lenders are looking for is about a 36% debt-to-income ratio. Thanks, Maddie. And Matt's just reminding me here, you know, you can reach out to me via phone if you have questions about these steps as we go through them, 719-232-1063. But we were talking about decreasing the debt-to-income ratio. And, folks, you got to drive the debt down. You got to find a way to add more income. Okay? You got to think, these banks, these lenders are just like your friends. If you're not making money, they're not going to feel comfortable lending to you. And if you got a lot of unsecured debt, same thing. They're not going to be comfortable lending to you. Third, you got to get in with a game plan with a lender. Even if you feel like you're not even close to purchasing and you're far out, you don't need to go to a guy who's going to fix your credit score. They're going to charge you for that. A lot of times it doesn't work. Call the boys down at Churchill Mortgage, Jay Garvin's or Ken Smith, and talk with them about the right steps to getting the right product you want to purchase a house. Okay? You can get gift money from a family member. That is okay to do. You cannot receive it from friends. It's got to be directly from family. And if you're self-employed, like real estate agents, you got to have 2 years worth of income and 2 years worth of taxes. Okay? If you're salaried, way easier. You can start your job. You got 3 or 4 pay stubs. You're off to the races. Some of these other steps here, many of you have not heard about them. Federal loan forgiveness programs, public service positions. This doesn't just mean government positions. This can mean if you work for a nonprofit, if you're in law enforcement, or if you're a firefighter, you have access to these loan forgiveness programs. They differ by county, they differ by state. So I would encourage you, look into the different products and see how they could benefit you. They have the teacher loan forgiveness program. That may be a great option for you teachers out there who have a lot of college debt. And of course, military has the GI Bill. They have debt forgiveness programs, and those are easily accessible if you want to serve in the military here in the United States of America. 46 out of 50 states offer these programs. Colorado does. Do your research and look into these federal loan forgiveness programs. All right? Now, going into employers, depending on your employer, they may have tuition reimbursement programs that you don't even know about. So go down to HR tomorrow, talk to them about tuition reimbursement programs. Even Starbucks is one of these who has that program for their employees. An unbelievable benefit. So you may have an employer who has these benefits that you're not even accessing right now. Boy, would that be a disappointment. So go check in with HR and see if this is something you could utilize. Okay, another step here is consolidating your loans or refinancing your student loans. Okay, if you can consolidate them, refinance them, lower the payment, that obviously is going to improve your debt-to-income ratio, giving you a bigger opportunity to purchase and enter home ownership. And as always, you can pick up a second job. You can work the weekends. You pick up that income. That's obviously going to help your situation as well. And the big goal here is getting you into home ownership and getting you in a situation long-term like the double play. Getting in, purchasing a home, then turning it in to a rental property and purchasing another home. I know veterans who own 7 or 8 homes who followed this step and will have $3 to $4 million worth of real estate when they decide to sell. Or they can decide to live on $250,000 of passive income a year. And in Colorado Springs, we're always going to have a great renter's market. You can believe that. Thanks for joining me. A lot of good information. Call me if you have questions, 719-232-1063. And email me as well, justin.hermes@wesellmore.net and our website, thehermesteam.net. Thanks for joining us.